In our gospel reading today, the Pharisees and the Herodians, the followers of Herod, ask what seems like a simple question about taxes. Do we pay this tax or do we not? Do we pay Rome or do we not? A question that is actually kind of a nice question as we come towards the end of the year and we get ready for that end of the year cycle and then ask that question, do we pay the government its taxes? Yet Jesus responds to this group with a phrase that I think is a little bit more confusing. Give to the emperor the things that belong to the emperor, and give to God the things that are God's. Now, in order to understand what Jesus is saying in this conversation, I think we have to understand what a denarius is. A denarius is the smallest form of Roman coins. And during this time, the coins would have the emperor's face, like we see on our own coins, and then it would have an inscription. And the inscription would say, Emperor Caesar Augustus, son of God. An inscription that really is a form of idolatry. So think about this. You've now made a claim, that coin is making a claim about who is the son of God. Classic example of Old Testament idolatry. Because it states that the emperor is that person. So when the Pharisees and the Herodians answer that the face and title on this coin belongs to the emperor, they're admitting to adultery that they carry just in their pockets. An idolatry that they probably didn't even think about as they entered the temple in Jerusalem. So not only have they committed it in a weird way, and you can say they, you know, that's life under the Roman regime, they've actually walked into the holiest area they could carrying this coin that makes a confession of faith without even thinking about it. Carried it all the way in. And this is kind of a strange idea because the people, the Pharisees we talk about, are always trying to be the righteous ones. The ones that are always trying to be faithful. But that slip allows them to disconnect. And so it got me thinking about our own U.S. currency. And like the denarius, our currency includes an inscription and usually some gentleman's head. But our currency says something a little bit different. It says, in God we trust. And so it got me thinking, what does it mean to trust God? Luther talks about faith as trust in God over anything else. Whatever you trust the most is what he says you have faith in. An idol for Luther is anything we trust more than God because it has replaced God. It has become God. But Luther also recognizes that faith is a process. Luther describes the process of being a Christian as three major conversions. The first conversion is the conversion of the heart. The second one is the conversion of the mind. And the third and most difficult one is the conversion of the purse. It's the hardest to get that money that detached to where it is trusted. Life as a Christian is a life where we acknowledge who is the Son of God, who that title belongs to. A life transformed in such a way that it begins to affect all parts of us. It infects our minds, our hearts, and even our checkbook. But it also is a life that is in conversation with God. And having money can be a gift. But like any gift, if we abuse it, it can be destructive to us and actually create a barrier between us and God and us and our neighbors. Recognizing this, the Bible actually has some very famous words for this. And the best example I ever think of is from Timothy. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And there's a very important part of that. It's the love that's the problem. The love of money. It's not the money that's the problem. It's the love of money that becomes the problem. So part of our relationship with money is keeping it a gift and not letting it become that barrier to us. Now, I know that this is a diverse congregation with a diverse economic situations. Some of us are retired, while some of us have just begun their careers. Some of us have experienced change in our lives, while others are in a relatively stable point. Some of us have an abundance of money, while some of us may live paycheck to paycheck. We're all coming from different situations. But as we see in the example of the Pharisees, it is easy to be blinded to the impact that money has on us. The Pharisees are that religious group who seeks to worship God, but in their focused attempt to entrap Christ, they ironically lose focus on God. They don't even recognize what they're bringing into the temple. They become blinded to what they're about to do. And in a world that only seems to be moving faster and faster, the temptation to forget God seems only stronger. A reality that speaks to our brokenness that we see in the world around us. But despite this brokenness, in Christ, we have a connection restored. A connection where we are invited to live in fellowship with God. A connection that gives us that assurance of the cross. That no matter what, we are loved. And if you're like me, sometimes you have to be recentered on that reality in order to reconnect with that fellowship. And I have found that praying and discerning how God wants us to act in this world, including the checkbook, about how to use our gifts, can be helpful in living out God's will and reconnecting ourselves. Because the reality is, as we become absorbed into the world and begin to maybe lose track of God, prayer helps us suck us back out, helps us reconnect to that person that we have lost. And this might mean that we have to change. It might mean that we have to change the way we use our blessings that God has given us. It might even mean that we're going to stay the same, that we're going to continue to do the things that we've been doing. The important part of it is that we do it all in reflection with God. That we have that faith that is rooted in the freedom that God gives us. A freedom that can call us out of those habits of old that act as barriers. While at the same time promising us love, not condemnation. A love that seeks to free us from that brokenness of the world. Now, I know what you're all probably thinking. He didn't actually answer that question, do I have to pay my taxes or not? And I want to answer that real quick. Because as I was thinking about it, the answer I'm thinking is yes. You should pay your taxes. And the reason you should pay your taxes is because if you don't pay your taxes, the IRS will come knocking on your door. And they will make sure of that. But I think this gospel message actually, when Jesus says, give to God what is God's and give to the emperors is to the emperors, he's saying something really subtle. You can give that coin back, that coin that contains the image of God. Oh, I'm sorry, the image of the emperor. But we have something that contains the image of God. You, each one of us, was made in the image of God. We have that power that image shines through us. That when people see us, they actually get a chance to see God. So when Jesus says, give to God what belongs to God, give to God what belongs to Him, what carries His image, I think he's talking about us. a God who cares so much about what belongs to him that he is willing to die on a cross to recapture it. And to that, I say amen.